Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I am your host, Blaze, and it is Saturday night Let's Talk segment on I Am a Success Story program. Thank you
this
for having me.
This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Yes, I am here and I am excited to be here, grateful to be here, and still hearing the words from last night's program in my mind. You know, I was thinking about the wisdom of the young man, Brandon Cruz, who joined me last night, and he is a personal trainer and also a Four Life member, a distributor. And so we were having the conversation, because it was Networking Friday, we were having the conversation about networking and, you know, his experience, and it was a great show. So thanks again, Brandon. And if you did not get to hear that program last night, you need to listen to this program if you are thinking of becoming an entrepreneur or getting into business for yourself or becoming joining a network marketing company. Or if you have a dream or a desire and you're thinking that you're too young or you're not educated or you're not good enough, or, you know, whatever your excuse is, you really should, not that you need, but you should listen to this program or find some other motivational program to listen to, find some direction to take yourself to, because to assist you in your journey, because we all, including self, we all need some motivation. We all need some form of motivation. Shirley Caesar, bless you.
Blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste. Yes, I am. I've been purchased by God. So glad I am. I'm born of His Spirit, oh Lord. I'm just washing His blood. This is my story. Descendants.
driveway that we have, because I lived in a row of houses that was adjacent to each other, but we had two openings which lead into a driveway that the community, that the neighbors used. Everyone had their garage in the back of the house. So I was at the very first opening when that happened. And as I was approaching that opening, the person grabbed me from behind and said, "Shut up." The voice said, and I no longer say this voice, because this voice is spirit. It is our inner voice. It is our spirit speaking to us. Spirit said, "How dare he tell you, shut up?" And as I heard that, "How dare he tell you," I heard myself respond, "Yeah, how dare he?" And I found my voice and I screamed out. And as I screamed out, this person released me and ran right past me down the block in front of me. And I continued to run. And when I got to my house, as soon as I got to the doorstep, getting in, there was my two young children who 6 or 7 blocks away recognized the voice that they heard screaming. And they were coming out equipped because they recognized my voice. I am so grateful that my children did not find this person, because my story would be something different tonight. But as I was listening to Dr. Kavik speak, I realized at that moment, I made the decision that I was, and I was going to decide that this person was not going to get to have their way with me, no matter what it is they were thinking of. It was not going to happen. So, if you are struggling with deciding how do you make decisions and how does the decisions you make affect you, whether it's a decision that you made that brought you joy or a decision that you made that brought you sadness and sorrow, we as human beings have to take responsibility for our part and for the energy that we bring into the places that we go. Because reality is, people are going to be who they are. Energy that we choose to come in with and we choose to live with is the most important thing in our being. So, Matthew West, forgiveness. I'll be right back.
Today, it always goes to those who don't deserve. It's the opposite of how you feel when the pain they cause is just too real. Takes everything you have to say the word forgiveness.
Forgiveness. Forgiveness. So we have good love in
It'll clear the bitterness away. It can even set a prisoner free. There is no end to what its power can do. So let it go and be amazed by what you see through eyes of grace. The prisoner that it really frees is you. Forgiveness. Forgiveness.
Program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Having a right start to your day is important. The morning sets the tone for the rest of the day. Taking the right supplements can help you enjoy an active, healthy lifestyle. There is one product that can give you just that, a right start that will help you look and feel great. The Right Start family of products contain the essential vitamins and minerals necessary for good nutrition with the added benefit of 4-Life Transfer Factor. Right Start addresses the specific health support needs that are unique to men, women, and kids and teens. With the all-in-one nutrition of Right Start, it is no longer necessary to research supplements and purchase several different products in order to meet your essential daily needs. 4-Life has done the work for you. That's why using Right Start can save you time and money. Both Right Start men and Right Start women include the immune system support of patent-protected 4-Life Transfer Factor Plus Trifactor Formula. 4-Life's bio-EFA with CLA that contains essential fatty acids such as omega-3s and omega-6. And our exclusive Life C formula that provides 5 different sources of vitamin C. Plus, Right Start contains a complex blend of antioxidants from more than 20 different sources. Each of these has a different job in mind.
Yes, Right Start for men and Right Start for women. The vitamins that will help your body take care of itself. And I tell you, the people who I know who are taking the Right Start, they have very good things to say about it. So if you are looking for some information on the Right Start, go to my website, www.4thewordlife.com/blaze, or give me a call at 315-333-2377. Or you could visit me on Facebook, Health is Wealth, and you can purchase products through my store on Facebook as well. Now, Forgiveness by Matthew West, Forgiveness. And that song says it all. You know, as long as you continue to look at life based on what people have done to you, what people have said to you, and you choose to live your life according to them or according to a situation, you will not understand the I am, I decide, because you are still looking at other people and not taking responsibility. And, you know, Dr. Karvik put it, and she said, you know, there are some things that we cannot take responsibility for. There is race, there is racism, sexism, you know, ageism, and those things do play a huge role in the way our society determines who gets to live where, who gets to work where. And that is very true. If you are a person of color in this country, you have to work twice as hard, or maybe anywhere for that matter, you have to work twice as hard, be twice as smart, you know, except for, well, maybe if you're in the Caribbean, because let's face it, most Caribbean countries, you have more colored people than any other race, And so that may be a little different because I know for myself, growing up in the Caribbean, having a Caribbean background, some of the things that I found myself exposed to in this country was shocking. It was shocking. You know, it wasn't what, and some of the things that I see and the manner in which I see people will react, Americans will react to certain things, my response to it would be different. And again, I know that is because my upbringing based on being raised in a country where my politicians was black, my doctors was black, my teachers was black, you know, except for my priest. And at one point, my priest was black, you know. So there is a difference based on our background. And but I remember living my life for quite a while, for quite a number of years. I was stuck in this place because my whole thing was I was going to show my mother that I did not need her. So I wasn't living for me, I was living to prove her wrong. And if you are in a place where you have not quite decided that you are and that you decide, and you'll find yourself living based on what someone else says about you or based on how someone else treated you, because it's important to you to show them. You know what I mean? But once you come out of that mentality that you don't need to prove anything to anybody, let them live with their stuff. That's between them and their God. And you stick with your stuff between you and your God. And you begin to get your perspective from a godly perspective. And you begin to understand who you are based on who God say you are. And you begin to understand that you have all power within you to make whatever decisions you want to make. As Dr. Kavis would say, even if someone is holding a gun to your head, you have a choice. And I shared my example with you before this when I started the program. I didn't always hear that voice. I didn't always shout when I was in the arms of danger. I didn't always, you know, with this new presidency, we've heard so much about women being sexually abused and in high places, and all of a sudden it comes out with all of the women and actresses and journalists and gymnasts, you know, all of the people that we as women look up to, whose story we did not know, and they are now coming out and sharing their story, and we are now hearing their voices, and they are giving voices to the housekeeper who didn't think she had a voice, and they are giving a voice to the janitor who didn't think she or he had a voice. Because let's face it, sexual abuse happens to men and it happens to women. And they're giving voices to children, to young girls and young boys who didn't think they had a voice, who thought it was their fault. I can relate. So I didn't always feel that I had a voice, and I didn't always feel that, how dare you do or how dare you tell me. I didn't always feel that, as rebellious of a child as I was, and that got me into many trouble. There were certain things that happened in my life that I didn't feel that I had a voice. But as I did my work on myself, as I went out and find resources that would help me, as I started to take responsibility for my own healing, for my own life, I began to get my voice. And in all honesty, every single morning that I wake up, I am still finding my voice. I am still finding my voice. I am not perfect. I am not this strong woman who doesn't have any issues or doesn't have anything dealing with. No. I am still learning. Every single morning when I wake up, I am still learning to hear my voice, to find my voice. And, you know, the conversation with Brendan last night reminded me as well. It reminded me that doing this program is speaking my truth, using my voice to help someone else find their voice. Watching the video today with Dr. Kavik, and I will encourage anyone who is on Facebook to please go to I Am I Decide page, listen to that video, and give her your feedback, because I Am I Decide, it's not a slogan. It really is not a slogan. Any more than I Am a Success Story is a slogan. These are not slogans. These are facts. These are truth given to you by your Creator God. You are, you decide, I am, because God, Jesus said when they asked him, who are you, he says, I am. I am. That's the first thing. I am. Therefore, I decide. What does that decide behind that I am means? For me personally, it means I get to decide to choose whether I am who God says I am or whether I am who you say I am. I get to decide to feel bad about myself because you didn't give me that promotion because I'm black. Or if I choose to look at you and say thank you for the opportunity for the interview, but you're going to regret you did not give me that position. And it's not because I am better than anybody else, but because I know the job. I was right for the job. It's your mistake not to give me the job. I get to decide that. I don't get to decide that I'm not good enough for the job because you didn't give it to me. I get to decide if I'm smart, stupid, ugly, bright, beautiful, skinny. I get to decide that. You don't get to tell me I'm ugly because you don't like the way I look. I get to decide I'm beautiful because God created me. That's what the I decide for me. That's what the I decide for behind the I am. I am because God says that I am. I am a child of God. I am the daughter of a king. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am. Period. I don't need permission, as Dr. Kavis would say, to I am. The I decide is that I decide to believe everything that God says about me and nothing you say about me if it does not align with the word of God that he says about me. I decide whether I'm going to allow you to hurt me or I'm going to speak up. I decide whether I'm going to stay and take the abuse or I'm going to get up and walk. I get to decide with all your bigotry, I get to stay in the same room with you or I don't. I get to decide whether I want to be your friend, whether I choose to be your friend or I choose not to. I get to decide. I get to decide who I am in this world and not who the world tells me that I am. I get to decide. I don't know how you see it, but this is one thing that we need to understand. It's not a slogan. It's not something that you say to feel good. It is the power that God gave you.
This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement, to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Travis Green, intentional, because God does not do anything unintentionally. You being here is intentional. This conversation is
intentional, never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, she's intentional, never failing. All things are
working for my good.
She's intentional,
intentional.
Hey, and it's never failing. I can smile again, and I don't have to worry, 'cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out and say that.
I don't have to worry, 'cause
it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me.
It's working for me.
And I can hold my head up.
It's working.
Hey, get your confidence back. Sing, I don't have to worry. Hey, my faith is rising now. And although I can't see how, I know that He's intentional. Yes, He is. Hey, He's been doing it for a long time. Hey,
He's
been doing it for a long time. Hey, and I can give Him my trust now. I can give Him my praise now. He's intentional.
So even when someone doesn't give you what you know or what you believe you deserve, even when someone is being an ass towards you, you still have the choice. You still get to decide what you walk away with. Because our lessons prepares us for our journey, for our destination, for our path. And when you choose to allow someone else to decide what path you're going to take, how you're going to respond, how you're going to travel on that journey, whether you're going to take this journey being joyful, angry, frustrated, pissed off, quarreling, arguing, complaining, or have peace, joy, happiness, and gratitude and forgiveness. Difference. Big difference. How you choose to walk out of that room, how you choose to allow yourself to heal through an injury or an abuse, it makes a big difference. And I'm not sitting here talking to you as someone who has not gone through. Trust me, I've gone through. I once had my psychiatrist says to me at one point, my counselor, because at one point in my life when I realized that, or I thought that I could not hold it together anymore, one of the helps that I sought was counseling. And after a while of going to my counselor, you know, counselors, they have their little notebooks and they're writing down everything and they probably change your name in their books. But hey, at this point, now that I know what I know, if the book is going to help someone else, it don't matter to me, not one bit. But after seeing this young woman for a number of months, she turned around and she said to me one day, "Are you sure you don't want any medication? Because I can have one of my colleagues write you a prescription." And I said to her, "No, I don't need any medication. I don't want to take any medication. I just want to deal with this naturally and heal myself." And she said to me, "You've never done drugs. You've never done this." You know, she was just going through all the things that people normally do when they had a rough time. And she says to me, "I'm sitting here and I'm talking to you and I can't believe it. You haven't done any of these things and you're not crazy." And she said, "Wow, my counselor." My counselor was amazed that I was not a crazy woman. Little does she know is I am crazy. I embrace my craziness. I'm just not insane. Because, you see, there is a method to my madness. And I accept being crazy. I embrace being crazy. However, I am choosing not to allow anyone to drive me insane or not to allow any abuse or situation that I may have even allow myself to be in based on permission that I gave. I am refusing to allow guilt or shame or fear to drive me insane. But I'll take my craziness, because my craziness got me through. Because my craziness comes from the spirit within me that makes me shout when I want to cry, that makes me dance when I feel like giving up, that have people looking at me dancing in the rain and wondering, is she mad? But I'm washing away some stuff. See, I know what I'm doing. There is a method to my madness. But I have decided that no one or nothing is going to drive me insane, because I'm going to embrace my craziness, because it's in my soul. It's my soul. So when you decide that, and you come to understand that you live in a world with humans, and what do humans do? It doesn't matter how much a human being loves you. They are human. Sometimes the person who you're closest to, who loves you the most, hurts you the worst. Have you ever been through that? What do you do when that happens? So we have to understand that we live in a world with humans. And that's why God gave us forgiveness. He understood firsthand with Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, Moses, Isaac and Joseph and his brothers, Isaac and Esau. He understood. He understood. He understood. So when he gave instructions, he said, Jesus said to Peter, forgive 70 times 7. Forgive. And I am paraphrasing, so I may have lost a digit. But forgive. You decide every single day how your life is going to go. And sometimes the decisions we make, we have absolutely no idea what is going to on. Planting seeds in the dark soil. And you don't know if it's going to grow, but you put it in and you water it. And if you're lucky, well, not lucky, there is no luck. Maybe if your soil has enough, the right nutrients, it's going to grow, it's going to blossom, it's going to grow, and it's going to produce great fruit. And if the soil is not rich enough, it doesn't have the right nutrients, it may grow and give you something. Or it may grow and eventually die. Every single decision we make is a choice. There is a quote that says, even when you choose not to make a decision, you are making a decision. Listen to that. Even when you are choosing not to make a decision, you are making a decision. There is a quote that says, be careful, take responsibility for the energy that you bring here. So if you walk into a room being nasty and the person responds to you nastily, don't say it's them. Take responsibility. When we start taking responsibility for ourselves, we also see others better, because we can then see the compassion that they need. Because when we start taking responsibility, we start seeing and giving ourselves compassion, and we start giving compassion to others, because we are all humans. Have you ever seen somebody point a finger and turn around and do the very same thing? There is the story in the Bible about the guy who begged, who he begged his master not to throw him in jail because he owed him money. And the master forgave him and forgave his debt. And he walked out and he found someone who owed him much less and he had him thrown in jail. Compassion.
This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement, to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Maya Angelou, I am human.
If I think of my life as a class and what I've really learned, I've learned a few things. First, I'm aware that I'm a child of God. It's such an amazing understanding to think that the it, which made fleas and mountains and rivers and stars, made me. What I pray for is humility, to know that there's something greater than I. Then I have to know that the brute, the bigot, and the batterer are all children of God, whether they know it or not. And I'm supposed to treat them accordingly. And it's hard, and I blow it all the time.
Mongrel class of people.
I'd like everybody to think of a statement by Terence. The statement is, I am a human being. Nothing human can be alien to me. If you can internalize the least portion of that, you will never be able to say of an act, a criminal act, or I couldn't do that. No matter how heinous the crime, if a human being did it, you have to say, I have in me all the components that are in her or in him. I intend to use my energies constructively as opposed to destructively. If you can do that about the negative, just think what you can do about the positive. If a human being dreams a great dream, dares to love somebody, if a human being dares to be Martin King or Mahatma Gandhi or Mother Teresa or Malcolm X, if a human being dares to be bigger than the condition into which she or he was born, it means so can you. And so you can try to stretch yourself. So you can internalize, a homo sum humani nihila me alienum puto. I am a human being. Nothing human can be alien to me. That's one thing I'm learning.
And believe it or not, that's one thing I have also learned about myself. Dr. Maya Angelou, I am human. My name is Blaze. I am your host. This is our Let's Talk segment this wonderful, beautiful Saturday night, April 21st, 2018. And I started the program and I went right into it because listening to the video before I came on to the program tonight, it just struck me that there are so many people who don't understand what it is when you hear that term. And I have heard Dr. Kavik talk, and I have attended her conference, and she has been a speaker at one of my conference, I Am a Success Story Women's Wellness Conference. And I know what she means with I Am, I Decide. And so I know it's not a slogan because I say, I am a success story. I am a success story was born through me. It was not something that I developed. It was something that was given to me simply because God created me. God created you. So we are all success stories because we are here. We are here. And so because I am, I decide. Because I am. That's the name he gave me. I am. He lives within me. That's who he said he was. I am. I am the light. I am the way. I am the truth, the light, and the way. I am. And I am lives within me. Therefore, I am. And I choose to be a success story because I am a success story because God created me. I have survived. I'm speaking to you right now. When we accept the fact that I am, when we accept the fact that we have the power to decide good, bad, or indifferent, you have the power to decide. You know, wake up and they decide, they make the decision that this will be the last day on this earth. And it is. And some people wake up and they determine that, they decided that this is the day they're going to go out and make something happen in their life that tomorrow is going to thank them for. And they get up and they do that. And some people wake up and they decide that today is going to be the best day of their life. And they leave home. And something tragic happens, crushes their life. Even in that pain, there is still choices to be made. There is still decisions to be made. And some people may get up and say, well, I'm not going to do nothing today. I'm just going to go out and have fun. And they find that it turned out to be the best day of their life because the things they were not expecting happens, and it changes their life forever. And there, too, are choices and decisions to be made. So no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance, no matter who you are, there is always choices and decisions to be made in life. And if we accept that, even when we are standing in front of a bigot, like Dr. Angelo just said in her poem, even when you find yourself in a situation where you're standing in front of someone who you know hates you because of your sexuality or the color of your skin, or they don't like you because of where you came from or your accent, even when you are in that person's presence and it may appear that they have all the power in the world, you still have a choice and a decision to make. So I am, I decide is not a slogan. It is the most profound thing you can accept about yourself because it will either help you to find the person you are meant to be, or it will help you heal if you have healing to do. The choice is yours. You have a decision to make. Change your perspectives or choose to see things the way others see them. Accept who God says you are or believe who people say you are. Believe that you have the power within you or believe that others have power over you. Your choice, your decision. That was not the program that I had planned for tonight, but that's what Spirit gave me. There you have it in a nutshell, because you are so much more than anything someone may tell you that you are not. You are so much more than anything someone may tell you that you are not. My name is Blaze. Have a great weekend. God bless you. I love you, and see you on Monday night, Monday Motivation. I leave you with, I have this hope, 10th Avenue North.
As I walk this great unknown, questions come and questions go. Was there purpose for the pain? Did I cry these tears in vain? I don't want to live in fear. I want to trust that you are near. Trust your grace can be seen in both triumph and tragedy. I have been
is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement, to empower each other to to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.